Roger Curtis. He's the president out at MIS. If I could be anywhere on Sunday, I'd like to be at Michigan International Speedway. This is one of two big weekends out at MIS. Roger, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know what I have to do, Roger? We have to make the arrangements so I could broadcast from there from the August race, because there's so many interesting movers and shakers, not only the drivers themselves, but the owners of these teams are very multifaceted, smart people. It's always interesting to talk with them.
The owners are great. They're fantastic business people. And like you said, movers and shakers, Jack Roush, Roger Penske from right here in Michigan are two of the best. But I tell you, we have a lot of other great folks out there. We have celebrities that come and go. We have football coaches, basketball coaches, you name it. We have a lot of folks that come in for these race weekends. So we'd love to have you. It's wonderful.
Well, this is a big weekend at MIS, and I think you really take advantage of that Father's Day weekend, because what better day for a guy and for a dad than to go out with his family and watch a race?
It's fantastic, because we get a lot of families that come out here. We've certainly worked very hard to make it affordable for them with kids half off and all the reserved seating. We've lowered our ticket prices to the lowest they've been probably since 1998. So we understand it's still tough out there for a lot of folks, but there's a large number of NASCAR fans in the upper Midwest, particularly here in Michigan, and we want to make sure that they can still get out and have a great Father's Day and enjoy NASCAR.
Well, tell me about those price ranges for tickets.
They start as low as $39. We did have some general admission available, but for a little bit less than that, but those are all sold out. But we've got great reserve seats. You can still see the whole track. You can see pit road, and it's just amazing to be all the way down into the $30s and $40 range to come out and see the hell of a good Sour Cream Dips 400 on Sunday. And then, of course, we actually have a race tonight, $15. You can come down and see the Rain Eater Wiper Blades 200, which is the ARCA series. And then tomorrow, the Cup guys will be qualifying, as well as the Nationwide Series race, the Alliance Truck Parts 250. So a full weekend for folks to come down and enjoy, and maybe pick up some pit passes, go down and get some autographs. Still not too late to camp out if you want to head down today. Some campsites still available, so it'll be a great time.
Roger, tell us about the MIS and some of the changes that you've made.
Well, I'll start with, you know, we've talked about the pricing already, lowering that, but then traffic. I mean, Director Steidel and the folks at MDOT and the state police have just done an amazing job. We were plagued with traffic issues for years and years, and notoriously the worst probably in NASCAR. And in the last 3 to 4 years, they've really turned that around. And I'm very proud to say we're now probably one of the top two or three tracks for getting people in and out. And so if you haven't been in a while and you've last time you were here, there were issues with traffic, you don't have to worry about that anymore, I can assure you. But it's been a lot more than that. We listen to our fans. We greatly appreciate them in good times and bad, and we don't take them for granted. And so what they have to say is very important to us. So we've listened and invested about $55 million in amenities that they're looking for, wanted to see new scoreboards, new PA system, new tram routes to better get around the facility, things like that. So it's been fantastic response from all the folks.
What did you do, Roger, to get folks in and out? Because obviously, infrastructure-wise, there wasn't much that you could do. What was the big change?
You know, it really was just a willingness by everybody involved, MDOT, the state police, and even the local communities around us to allow two lanes outbound. And in some instances, we still have one lane inbound for safety reasons, but in a couple of instances where we have some side roads that people can take, some detours, we have two lanes outbound. And it used to be we had to be down to one lane within, in many instances, less than a mile of the racetrack. And as soon as they added these extra lanes in every direction, it just was phenomenal how much quicker we could get everyone out. So really appreciate that, what they've done, and has helped tremendously for everyone. Just to put it in perspective, before MDOT did the two lanes outbound, it took 5 hours to get everyone out of the track. And in 1 year, from just one race to the next race, it was about an hour and 20 minutes.
And when you're talking more than 100,000 people, that's pretty good.
That's very good. That's Disney-like to get people out that quickly and provide that kind of great experience. And that was the last person, mind you. So there's a lot of people that want to stay and tailgate, even with the better traffic after the race, which is fantastic. get back to your car and pop open the tent again and grill out a little bit. So that's cool, too. And I say the weather looks great for us, so I'm really excited.
Roger, how many people does the track hold now?
About 106 fixed grandstand seats, and then the infield, you know, is kind of infinity. It's, you can get a lot of people in there. We've been averaging about 15,000 folks in the infield, maybe a tick higher every now and then, but we won't be sold out on Sunday, I can assure you of that, and haven't been for a few years now, but we still will have close to 100,000 people. That's more people than a lot of the tracks that NASCAR goes to could hold. I mean, we would sell those facilities out. So it's been great. The national media and the NASCAR officials and those folks have been so impressed with our passionate and dedicated fans here that even in some of the tough times we've had the last couple of years, we still have one of the biggest crowds that go see a NASCAR race on the circuit.
And if folks want to take their dad down to Father's Day at MIS, where do they go for tickets?
MISpeedway.com. You can go there. There's all kinds of great information. If you've never been, don't be intimidated. There's a tab on the homepage called Prepare Your Visit. All kinds of great information to help guide you through the race weekend and what to expect and how to go about it. Or if you want to talk to a live person, 800-354-1010. And you can always email me, answer him personally at askthepresident@MISpeedway.com.
Roger, great to talk with you. Talk with you again soon.
Thank you very much. We'll have you down in August, and you can broadcast from here.